U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was in Afghanistan for a series of meetings with U.S. and Afghan officials amid growing concerns that the Taliban may be gaining ground in much of the country. On Wednesday, Gates toured the main U.S. military base in Afghanistan, where he told reporters that U.S. commanders have recommended raising troop levels to help secure the volatile country. On Tuesday, the top U.S. general in Afghanistan, Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry, also proposed extending combat tours for more than 1,200 U.S. soldiers in order to help defeat the insurgency. Gates arrived as Afghan officials announced the capture of two prominent Taliban members. On Monday, Afghan forces captured a well-known Taliban spokesman, Mohammed Hanif, in the eastern part of the country, not far from the Pakistan border. U.S. military officials say insurgent attacks jumped by more than 200% in December, and that much of the Taliban's command and control is operating from inside Pakistan. Secretary Gates says the matter will be raised with the Pakistan government.
The border area is a problem. There are more attacks coming across the border. There are Al-Qaeda networks operating on the Pakistani side of the border, and these are issues that we clearly will have to pursue with the Pakistani government.
Last year was Afghanistan's deadliest since 2001, when U.S.-led forces ousted the Taliban regime. More than 4,000 people were killed, with most of the violence occurring in those provinces along the Pakistan border. A second capture of a prominent Taliban commander took place late Tuesday during a precision overnight raid in the southern Afghan province of Helmand. NATO officials would not release the captive's name, but said he was linked to a series of criminal acts. NATO spokesman General Richard Nugent told reporters in Kabul Wednesday that international forces in the country are actively seeking to kill or capture Taliban leaders.
The Taliban is not an army. The Taliban is a group of individuals who congregate around a leader. If you destroy the leader by killing or capturing him, you destroy the people beneath him.
Gates said the request for additional U.S. troops for Afghanistan would be reviewed by the U.S. Joint Chiefs before he discussed the issue with President Bush. The request comes as Mr. Bush's decision to send 20,000 more U.S. troops to Iraq is under fire from some members of Congress and the public. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。